He came to us, this gift from heaven, and how our hearts rejoiced to see the blessed hand of God revealed to even such as we. We would raise him, oh so carefully, and nurture him, we vowed, and teach him faith and loving Christ and all the things to make of him a man to please our Lord above and do his family proud. And we tried, oh God, we tried, no, not always right or wise, sometimes erring as humans often do, but did you have to take him from us? Did we fail him so much, or you? Not so, dear ones, not so. From the start, or ere he left the womb, I had my purposes for him. Think you I could not have saved him from any human lapse of care or aught of earth's pernicious maladies? Listen to that. Think you I could not have saved him from any human lapse of care or aught of earth's pernicious maladies? We weren't watching. We weren't careful. Does that matter? Couldn't the Lord, and doesn't the Lord constantly save us from our own foolishness, our own folly? He was mine from the reaches of eternity, and now both mine and yours together. He'll be safe with me for purposes of eternity yet to be. The ends for which I lent him to the earth and put him in your care have been fulfilled, and now I take him back to keep him for you until you come to us at last. The sorrow you feel, you share with me. I too gave up a son and suffered pain no less than you. The things my creatures suffer now, I have suffered all for them, you see. The fellowship of suffering is the sweetest of all to me. And when the glands of grief aweary have left at last their flooding, and sorrow's symbols yet replaced with anguish unexpressed as unassuaged, coursing deep within the breast in labyrinthine passageways of pain, just remember I am with you, sharing the pain, soothing the spirit, deeper than the pain, sculpting through the pain your own eternal spirits. Bring to me your breaking, bleeding hearts. Know the healing, shaping touch of my own skillful hands, through which you too, like the dear treasure we share, will be to the people of earth a radiant shaft of the glory of God.